Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, he's representing Ted Cruz in Nevada. Robert Eithoven joins us with J3 Strategies. Plus on the Power Pundit panel, Howard Rosenberg and Jesse Gutierrez is all coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You know, everybody's been talking about the Tesla effect. Here's our reality. Construction is booming. Roads are under construction. And the job creation and our market, it's booming. Our stable tax base is growing. And thank you, Governor Sandoval and all of the legislators, for delivering on this promise. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Robert Eithoven. He is principal with J3 Strategies. Pleasure to have you back on the program,
sir. Good to be back on, Sam.
1,700 tickets sold for the Attorney General's first barbecue at Corley Ranch. Did you think it would get this big? And you represent the AG.
You know, it was a great idea that Adam Laxalt had in the early spring. And, you know, because we figured, being an early caucus state, and we haven't done a great job of it in 2008.
On the Republican side.
On the Republican side, you know, we had a 10% turnout. In 12, it shrunk down. And I think a lot of that was due to Mitt Romney. People didn't want to compete with Mitt Romney in Nevada. They felt his organization was strong. The Mormon vote would all go to him. And so a lot of people wrote off Nevada. Now that the field is wide open. And when you look at New Hampshire and Iowa and South Carolina, states that are used to being an early state, they have multiple events, cattle call type events, where you get a number of candidates, Iowa State Fair, or, you know, whatever it is. And so Adam Laxalt had the idea of, what if we can get them all together? And he also wanted to get this bass fry up and going again, which his grandfather was so well known, you know, the son of immigrant Basque sheep herders. So then it was, we started thinking about, well, let's get a place. And before we could publicly announce this event, we have to get commitments. So he started working the phones and calling candidates and asking if they would attend. And by the time we had a few commitments, we went ahead and announced the event. We secured the Corley Ranch location, which we think is great. Douglas County is kind of special to Adam Laxalt. It was one of the very last campaign stops we had in that very close campaign in 2014. He was the first candidate in 100 years to win statewide without winning Washoe or Clark County, which meant we had to really roll it up in the rurals. Douglas County is one of those, if you look back at the results from Douglas County, it was so good to him. We had a great turnout right before the election. It was kind of set that we would go Douglas County. Senator James Settlemyer has been kind enough to co-host. It was actually his idea. We were going to do Minden Park, if you're familiar with the area.
Right.
Senator Settlemyer had the good idea of calling the folks over at Corley, and, you know, we probably started making those calls in April and securing it, and we're looking forward to it. But, you know, we have probably 70 volunteers out there, the 1,700 people in attendance, and great sponsors. It'll be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. And we'll be out there taping Nevada Newsmakers and having as many of these guests. Now, you're representing Ted Cruz in Nevada. Your thoughts on the debate and how Senator Cruz did?
You know, it's very difficult when you have 10 people on stage. You know, he didn't get a whole lot of time, but he did well enough, obviously. He's the new poll that came out over the weekend has him now second. Trump is still up there. I don't know how much longer that lasts. But he's on a bus tour. Ted Cruz started a bus tour right after the debate. He went down to Charleston, South Carolina, and then a number of stops there. He was at the Red State Organization event in Atlanta, drew huge crowds. He was in Alabama yesterday. I was looking at some of the footage and talking to some of the folks who were on the bus tour with him. Record crowds everywhere. He's going to be here in Reno. He'll be at the Basque Fry in Douglas County on Saturday, but then he'll also have a meet and greet in Reno before he flies out here to Texas. He'll be in Las Vegas for a couple of events this coming Friday as well. So it's good to have him here. His father is a pastor in Dallas, and Pastor Rafael Cruz was in Nevada for 4 days a week ago, and we had a lot of turnout for those events. And we're anxious to get Senator Cruz here. I think he'll compete very well here in Nevada.
What did you think about the format of the debate?
I thought, the format's fine. You know, and I like the idea of kind of having the happy hour debate. I think Carly Fiorina obviously did very well in that one and stood out. People who did well. I think she generated as much press as anybody in both debates combined.
Absolutely.
And so that served its purpose. I think you have to be inclusive. It's great to have this many candidates on the Republican side. I look up on that stage and I see a president, a vice president, and almost an entire cabinet. I mean, there's some really good, strong, qualified candidates running on the Republican side this time. What benefits Ted Cruz above many of them is the amount of money he's raised. He had a very successful first quarter into this campaign, and that'll help him carry not only the campaign through the first four states, Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Nevada, but you got to start looking at the March 1st. If you look up the calendar, March 1st, March 8th, you know, the Super Tuesday type level of early states, it's crucial to be able to compete, you know, beyond the first four. And he's raised enough money where he'll be in this thing for a long time.
Now, you spent a lot of time in D.C. working for Congressman Gibbons at the time.
Yeah.
And then helping to get Governor Jim Gibbons elected. There is a certain diplomacy to being in Washington, D.C., both in the Congress and in the White House. Would a flamethrower be somebody that could be successful in the White House when you literally have to deal with the entire Congress and the entire D.C.?
Well, I think this will get down to as some of the candidates start to fall by the wayside, they can't afford to keep going, and the field shrinks down, there will be a discussion that I think will be heard by more people than is being heard today. Do we just want another manager? Does the Republican Party want to nominate someone who's just going to go back and be another manager? And instead of approving a $500 billion farm bill, you know, you try to claim that you're conservative and you do a $480 billion farm bill or something like that. We got into this $18 trillion of debt by having a lot of presidents and a lot of congressional leaders on both sides of the aisle who've gone back there and have been managers. And Ted Cruz is not that. He's not running as that. He didn't run as that as a senator from Texas. He's not running for president. It's just another guy who's going to go back and manage the uncontrolled growth, the debt. And he's a what we call a movement conservative. He's a consistent conservative. There's everyone up there, all 17 candidates. You know, they're all campaign conservatives. Everyone's going to go up there and say they oppose Obamacare and they want to cut taxes and make businesses thrive in this country. But few people are willing to really stick their neck out on the line and sometimes against his own party and do it. And Ted Cruz is that guy.
Okay, let's take a break. More on this when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Welcome to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer, they represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shand.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Robert Eidhoven. He is the principal with J3 Strategies, and he is working for Ted Cruz in Nevada. What kind of president would Ted Cruz be? Would he be like Obama has been for the most part, which is disdaining Congress, or would he be over there working the room?
You know, I think he would obviously have to reach out to party leaders on both sides and bring him in. And obviously, you know, should he be successful in this campaign, people will know what they're getting. He's a very authentic guy. I mean, fair if people disagree or agree with his views, whatever, but you know what you get, and I think people are looking for that. I think a lot of this, you know, the poll numbers for Donald Trump aren't that people really envision Donald Trump as being their president. I think a lot of it is, you know, you see what, you know, you get what you see what you get kind of a thing. And for Trump, of course, he, you know, it could be argued he takes that way too far sometimes. But there is a disdain for Congress, for Washington, D.C., for the president, and I think people need to, they're going to have an opportunity to elect a president who will not be a go-along to get along in Washington, D.C., pass balanced budgets, you know, get us back into paying down the debt instead of increasing the debt, make sure in foreign policy that we treat our friends and allies like friends and allies and not keep them at distance while we work with some of the most, you know, the worst rogue regimes in the world, the most dangerous regimes in the world. I think you'll see a drastically different foreign policy. Energy independence is something that Republicans have been fighting for a long time.
And pretty much we have that already. I mean, you know, with the shale oil boom, I mean, that has made the United States, and you know, and plus the natural gas.
We have the capability of being there. It's making sure that those massive capital investments that energy companies have to make and things, and it's not just the XL pipeline, it's, you know, everything. It's all over the country. And being able to do it in a way where we aren't, you know, there's still environmental protections in place without a rogue EPA going too far. You don't have mass land designations like we saw with this basin and range designation. Clinton did that with Grand Staircase Escalante. I think we're going to see a lot more of that coming from this president before he goes out of office. So I think we're going to need a lot of strong attorneys general. We have one here, solicitors general, Ted Cruz's former solicitor general. Those roles are very important in the last 2 years of an administration because this president's not going to work with Congress. He's not going to get anything through in the last 2 years, so he's going to have to do everything by executive fiat. So it'll be there'll have to be a lot of vigilance out there.
Looking at the situation with the treaty with Iran, let's face it, 99% of the people in this country have no clue what's in this treaty, what it took to get there, what the ramifications are. So when you take opinion polls of the general public, I think they're valueless. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm listening to people that I respect in terms of getting my evaluation. But did this show the power of AIPAC that Chuck Schumer said he's not going to vote for this?
Well, you know, that's a significant get for the opposition to this deal. And it's not a treaty. If it were, the president was actually quite brilliant in the way he set this negotiation, this deal up, so that it wasn't a treaty. And that has a much smaller threshold of getting it through Congress. They have a 60-day review and so forth. But four leading Jewish members of the House, Democrats, have also come out in opposition. Obviously, Eric Cantor's not there anymore. He would have been a very strong voice against it. The key comes down to Democrats and how many people does Schumer actively pursue to vote against this. It's one thing for him to say no.
Okay, but he's not going to do that. You know he's not going to do that because he's not going to take that hit against the president and then expect to be voted in after Harry Reid steps down. But to go back to my original point, which we have about a minute left, the power of AIPAC over the Congress.
Well, the pro-Israel lobby is very strong, and as they should be. I mean, they're our number one ally, our only real ally in the Middle East. We have a few others that have been helpful, more moderate governments throughout the Middle East. Over the years, we've had some issues with Egypt, but they've been helpful in years past, Jordan, so forth. But Israel, they deserve to have the clout that they have, in my view. I mean,
But don't get me wrong. I'm not anti-Israel. I'm just saying that AIPAC is not very well known amongst the general public.
I remember when they were
just
getting
started.
And
the funding that they supply and the tours to Israel that they provide for members of Congress
has been huge.
And
on the Republican side, you know, the Republican Jewish Coalition has been very active in raising money and doing ad campaigns as well. You know, there's a couple super PAC ads that you still hear running in Nevada, one for Marco Rubio, and I think there was a Carly Fiorina one, but both of them are focused on the Iran deal, you know, so... there's a lot of funding towards the support of Israel.
Okay, bottom line, yes or no, is the Iran deal going to go forward?
Man, I think it will. The Republicans aren't going to be able to peel off enough Democrats. I hope it doesn't, but I think it will.
And that's where we got to leave it. Robert Idhoven, congratulations on this event. Huge.
Thank you.
Huge. We'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
I got to AMP from a counselor at my high school. She introduced me. We did the walkthrough. But once I did get to AMP, I really liked it. I also was able to open up with Monica and Janine a lot. And I definitely do not regret it because I know with Monica and Janine, I can go to them and they'll give me the best advice ever.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
My first apartment. It's unfurnished and I don't know where to begin. Paige, help?
Paige to the rescue! Or more specifically, the experts at RC Willey. They'll help you get the furniture that you want at a price you can afford.
Save on an impressive selection of sofas and sectionals, including fabric, leather, and motion options. This sofa is $5.99, this sofa is $6.99, and this sofa is $7.99. Choose from traditional, contemporary, and casual styles. RC Willey.
Buy smart at iMart Express.
I love being able to buy and wear my glasses the same day. Why would anybody wait 2 weeks?
Two pairs start at $38.71 and two pairs with progressive lenses just $76.92.
I got two pair with progressive lenses and they were ready before I could finish my lunch.
They have lots of choices at great prices. And oh, my glasses are ready.
Buy smart at iMart Express.
When you shop for new carpet at Washburn Carpets, you'll be dealing with me, the owner. I'll help you find just the right texture, weight, and color for your home. Then I'll personally come to your home and take accurate measurements. And together we'll determine the correct price for carpet, pad, installation, and free removal of your old carpet. I'll work with our carpet installers so everything's done the way you want. Finally, when the job is done, I'll make sure you're satisfied. So come to Washburn, where you'll always find first quality carpet for less.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, back by Howard's demand, Howard Rosenberg and Jesse Gutierrez. Howard is a member of the Washoe County School Board, and Jesse Gutierrez is a former executive director of Nevada Hispanic Services and also runs a charter school. On our last show, I had to cut you off at the end there because you had something very important to say. You may pick up on it now if you choose.
Isn't that wonderful, Sam? Do you think I could remember what it was? I am 100 years old, Sam. I can't remember yesterday. What were we talking about? Does anybody know?
Respect in the school system.
The thing that I wanted to say was, not only when the parents come in to help do the kids learn, the parents learn too. In Las Vegas, it's got to be 10 or 15 years ago, Richard Moore was president of what is now College of Southern Nevada. And he had a deal going. All of the kids that were coming in as first generation could come and take their language classes, English classes, if they would bring their parents, and it didn't cost them anything. So the whole idea was double immersion, but both sides. That's the kind of thing that Europe's been doing for 100 years. Yeah. We're just catching up with it now.
See, and the common thought that the kids don't want to speak the English language is a falsehood. No. That's the first language that they learn, more so than anything. And then they forget their other language because of the, you know, they get acclimated, the peer pressure and so forth. They get embarrassed that they don't want to speak their native language. That has got to change in the fact that you ought to be proud of what you're saying and what who you are. And don't forget where you come from. But have the respect to be able to understand other people, other cultures, so that they can respect you. It all goes back to that.
Sam, you came from a Jewish family, right?
I understand.
They spoke Yiddish. The first thing that we learned was break the code. But they mustn't know you understand, because then you can't eavesdrop anymore. They figured, well, the kinder don't know, so we'll just, you know, talk Yiddish. Hello? Then if they figured out that you actually knew the language, they'd switch to Russian, and you were dead. There was nothing you could do.
Let me ask you this, Jesse. You're in the immigration debate, and you and I have talked about immigration for many, many years. You know, one of the insistences is that if you want to become an American citizen, you have to speak English. Do you think that's appropriate?
Yes. It's English plus, Sam, instead of English only. That says it all. Everybody that's in the U.S., of course, they have to be able to learn and speak English. You just don't want to come and not be able to or want to go into a country that's native language, common language is spoken, because then you won't fall in the line with what the laws are and everything else that goes with that country. Everybody in the United States should learn English, but not only English, English plus. Why not other languages?
Okay, but my point in this is that to get a test on whether you can speak English, you're going to be given a pattern number of questions and a pattern number of answers. You learn them by rote. It's not really learning English. And to me, it doesn't matter. I don't care. You know, if you want to come to this country and not partake of all the benefits by staying and only speaking the language you came here with, you're the loser, not me. It's up to you to go ahead and educate yourself. But I just feel it's kind of strange to impose this rote qualification.
Sam, you're talking about two different things. Number one, when you learn a language, it's not just the language. You're learning the culture. You're learning the respect. You're learning so many other things. There are times when there are people around me that I'd love to talk to, but they don't understand English, and I'm not that good. I mean, I can manage with Spanish, but not well. Not well at all. And it's my problem.
With your Bostonian accent.
Hello. But the thing for me is we have double immersion schools in Reno, but we are really having a problem because the budget has been cut so. We don't know what to do first, but that would be the ideal thing, I think, for everyone, to be able to go to a double immersion school when you're in elementary school and learn them both at the same time.
Duh.
Then you teach your parents and your grandparents, and that's the way it happens. My grandparents didn't know English when they came here. They spoke Russian. That was it. They went to night school. We don't even have night school anymore.
You just described what's happening at Mariposa.
Hello?
That's what we're doing.
Fine. And that's great. And that whole model can be moved into public school.
Well, they're trying to copy us now.
Why not? If it works, why not? Well, I don't call it copying. I call it refining, adapting, and modifying.
Okay. But isn't that the hope for charter schools, is that they provide a different way that the basic school districts can learn from?
Exactly. So it's a one-size-fits-all does not apply. Because that's been the downfall of a lot of public schools, is that they have to teach the same thing the same way to everybody, and not everybody learns the same way. Thus, the immersion of charter schools came, because some kids learn by reading, others by doing, and how you teach kids how they learn is not just, this is our lesson for today, open your books to 35 and we'll do, that's been the tradition of public schools.
It doesn't work anymore.
Yeah. How did you get the last word here?
The thing for me that is so important is each child is different. You try to deal with them as best you can. But think of what the teacher goes through. You have one or two kids that you send to school, and you take a deep breath. They're gone for at least 6 hours. How do you think the teacher feels seeing what you've sent her times 30? And try to be a lion tamer in that kind of a situation. It takes a hell of a lot out of the teacher.
You handcuff the teachers. In a charter school, you give them the freedom to teach how they want.
Okay, that's where we got to leave it. Thank you both. A very interesting discussion. Public and private. We'll be right back.
The Neon Dragonfly Eclectic Boutique is located at 214 California Avenue, featuring unique gifts, fabulous hats, and our specialty women's apparel. A diverse collection of tasteful styles at affordable prices. The Neon Dragonfly, Reno's favorite eclectic boutique across from the Nevada Museum of Art.
What's inside the Spectrum Triple Play? All the brilliant HD, internet speed, and unlimited calling you need. Spectrum has all your favorite channels with the most free HD you can get, plus free primetime on demand to watch when you want. All for $29.99 a month. Call 844-883-2999. And only Spectrum surrounds you with the fastest internet, starting at 60 megabits per second. That's enough speed for all your devices, with no data caps and a free modem for $29.99 a month. Call 844-883-2999. Then add unlimited nationwide calling with no added taxes or fees. Just $29.99 a month. Because nothing illuminates your home like the Spectrum Triple Play. Switch to Spectrum now for free HD, the fastest internet, and unlimited calling. Just $29.99 a month each with no contracts. Call 844-883-2999 today.
Wow, look at that. New inventory does arrive every day. Where do they get it?
It comes from all over the northern Nevada area and Lake Tahoe.
Well, I have some furniture I'd like to sell.
It's easy. Mm-hmm. Give them a call. They'll pick it up in one of their trucks, do the heavy lifting, and even help price it for you.
That is easy.
So if you have furniture and household items you'd like to sell, call Consign Furniture at 824-0222. Consign Furniture, easy way to sell, smart way to buy.
The Neon Dragonfly Eclectic Boutique is located at 214 California Avenue, featuring unique gifts, fabulous hats, and our specialty women's apparel. A diverse collection of tasteful styles at affordable prices. The Neon Dragonfly, Reno's favorite eclectic boutique, across from the Nevada Museum of Art.
On our next broadcast, Glenn Cook, the editorial page writer for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. We'll see you then.